Although sandbars and other river snags were a danger for Lewis and Clark on the way up the Missouri River, it was this obstacle in Montana that made them pull their boats out of the water. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter, where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
As Dick Boss in Great Falls, Montana will tell you, the Lewis and Clark expedition knew they would encounter a major obstacle on their path up the Missouri. They just didn't know exactly where it was.
Lewis did arrive at the falls on June 13th of 1805 and was the first to see the falls. Clark's previous journey up the Missouri fell short by about 5 miles.
There were five falls. The combined rapids and cascades covered a distance of about 12 miles. They formed the Great Falls of the Missouri. Clark calculated the distance of the portage using a 33-foot chain. He staked and flagged the route every eighth of a mile for a total distance of over 18 miles. Those stakes led the way that carts pulling the canoes would follow.
The four wheels of the two carts that were actually made were cut as you'd cut a carrot on your kitchen sink, crosswise, you know, solid wooden wheels, the 22-inch diameter. And the axles are initially used, which was the mast from the White Pirogue.
The tongue and axles of the carts were constantly replaced due to the rugged trip. The first set wore out in about 6 to 8 miles. The men walked back the 18 miles with the cart the next day, and then used two carts to haul the second and third canoes overland. This time, they hoisted the sails on the canoes as the wind was favorable to help push the boats on dry land. They repeated the process for canoes 4 and 5, and finally returned for the sixth and final canoe. But before that final trip could be made, a severe thunderstorm pummeled the men. Hailstones measuring 7 inches in circumference bloodied the party and sent them scurrying for cover. The entire portage took almost 12 days. Traveling the countryside in Great Falls, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.